This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The House has passed a short-term funding bill as a midnight government shutdown looms. CBS's Nicole Killian on Capitol Hill.
It continues to be this difficult needle to thread in terms of, you know, trying to please the Trump wing of the party, trying to potentially maybe get Democrats on board, trying to get something that will pass muster in the Senate.
The Senate is in the process of taking up the measure, which includes government funding until March 14th, billions of dollars in disaster relief, and a one-year extension on the farm bill. At least two people are dead and more than 60 others injured after a suspect plowed a vehicle through a crowd in eastern Germany. CBS's Elaine Cobb says police are calling it an attack.
A trail of death and destruction in Germany as a car plowed into a crowded Christmas market in the town of Magdeburg. At least two people are dead, one of them a small child.
Today's attack came 8 years and a day after a man drove a truck through a Christmas market in Berlin, killing 12 people, and ISIS took responsibility. In Syria, Roger Karstens, the top U.S. official in charge of freeing Americans held overseas, is trying to locate American journalist Austin Tice, who vanished over 12 years ago. Karstens has spoken to CBS's Face the Nation moderator Margaret Brennan. When asked about the rebels who toppled the Bashar al-Assad regime and are technically designated as terrorists under U.S. law,
today, we conducted a joint search of a facility that we all thought would have some sort of relation to Austin Tice. So I understand, of course, their past. What I can tell you right is that right now they're being helpful in the search for Austin.
The Teamster strike against Amazon is set to head into a third day. KCBS's Matt Bigler says workplace safety is one of the employees' key demands.
We are out here to show Amazon that we mean business.
Janae Roberts works at Amazon's San Francisco facility. She says she was recently injured on the job while sorting packages.
Yeah, so I pulled a muscle in my arm.
She reported the injury to Amazon, but claims it went nowhere.
Yeah!
Roberts says this is one of the reasons she's on strike with the Teamsters, demanding better pay, benefits, and working conditions.
If we were allowed to take our time, we would not have these injuries.
Amazon could not address specific employee complaints, but a spokesperson says they are committed to continuing safety improvements. Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
A high-end baby car seat has been recalled. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
More than a half million car seats made by Nuna Baby Essentials have been recalled due to potential harness issues. The company says their Rava child seats with plastic harness adjuster buttons could cause serious injuries. The seats were made between 2016 and 2023.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
This holiday season, visit Boot Barn for top quality gifts that pay tribute to the lasting heritage of the West. From handcrafted cowboy boots and American-made felt hats to leather jackets, our in-store experts will help guide you as you shop, assisting with boot fitting and providing complimentary hat shaping. This holiday, share a piece of the American spirit. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Star skier Lindsey Vonn makes her competitive comeback tomorrow at age 40.
The World Cup event is in St. Moritz, Switzerland.
She is in the lead, and the lead is huge.
9 years ago, Vonn topped the podium.
Lindsey Vonn wins again. Back-to-back Super G wins.
She's set to race in the Super G event tomorrow and Sunday. Her personal coach says she can be competitive. She's not that far away, is how he put it. She can push a lot harder. Vonn's last major race was nearly 6 years ago. Crashes and injuries prompted the three-time Olympic medalist's retirement. But now, after recent knee surgery, she says she's healthy. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
A federal regulator is suing J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says the banks failed to protect hundreds of thousands of consumers from rampant fraud on the payment network Zelle in violation of consumer financial laws. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low teens. And a mix of sun and clouds for Saturday, a high in the mid-20s. Partly sunny for Sunday, high low 30s. A few flurries Monday, dry Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, highs throughout mid-30s. Currently 21 degrees.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Just came to see. bushy, bushy blonde hair, serving USA. You'll catch him serving at L.
Always tuned to 1400 WRJN. Now you can hear the timeless hits on FM 2 in Racine. It's on 99.9 FM. In Kenosha, 98.1 FM. So whether it's AM or FM, you'll find them. Local news and timeless hits around the clock on WRJN.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic physical therapy or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Forever you stay in the soul.
Listening to our timeless hits on 1400 AM WRJN. Welcome back. If you've just discovered that WRJN is on FM 2, well, welcome for the first time. So whether it's AM or FM, we've got local news and timeless hits here on WRJN, AM or FM.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Even know me, I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
oh,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you,
oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Oh, oh. The other night, everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
What I am. last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Government funding expires at midnight tonight. The House passed a short-term measure earlier, and now the Senate has to vote on it. And according to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer,
I just filed a cloture on the second bill already, the Social Security bill. There are a number of amendments that members have asked for. You know that amendments can draw out the process, but usually in these hours we come to an agreement on them, and that's what we're working to do.
The current measure funds the government through March 14th and provides billions of dollars in disaster relief, but does not include the debt ceiling provision that President-elect Donald Trump wanted. Two people are dead in Magdeburg, Germany, after a car plowed into a busy Christmas market.